Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be cloudy and breezy and rainy today. We will have a high maybe getting to the low 50s. Right now we're in the low 40s pretty much all over southeast Wisconsin. The rain, well, it's ranging from light rain to heavy rain. We can hear some of that heavy rain pounding down on our rooftop here at Radio Park. Meanwhile, operators of the Sunshine Supermarket in Racine and the folks who live near that business in Racine at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue, they have differing opinions about each other. That bubbled up at the Public Safety and Licensing Committee meeting after a vote supporting a license revocation process due to alleged improper sales of alcohol and tobacco to minors, among other claims made about conduct there. The license holder, Candace Ali, said the changes will be made after learning about second shift activities, including 29 citations recently from an underage compliance check. She partly attributed that to problems training employees as well as her night manager.
I don't even own the building. I only lease the bottom part of this building. So I try to control what's going on in the store. And believe me, that will never, ever happen again with trainees, you know, what's going on in the store. But on the outside, I can't control. We do have signs up that are out there saying no loitering. So after that, the police should take care of that. If there's people hanging out or doing stuff, I can't control that. If I have to be outside watching people on the outside, that's ridiculous. I can't run my business in the inside then.
Deputy City Attorney Nicole Larson noted that in addition to the local citations, the state is going after the licensee with charges referenced single cigarette sales. The committee's recommendation for a due process hearing was unanimous. It'll be going to the Common Council next week. From this point on, the emotions started to escalate between the neighbors and the store's personnel, including the manager. He made accusations about them both in the meeting room and in the hallway afterward.
Because this lady, she bought the food stamp Beaver card. Oh, I tried to stop that.
I don't buy no food stamps.
I will tell you to the federal government.
Turn me in. I don't buy food stamps.
Listen, I am federal.
Get out of my face.
Several tense moments of back-and-forth accusations and claims were made. Eventually, cooler heads prevailed as three squad cars, a paddy wagon, and two unmarked cars appeared in the City Hall parking lot. It was 2.5 years after his arrest for the February 1997 murder of 14-year-old Amber Creek in Racine County. A man from Illinois pleads no contest to being a party to the crime of first-degree reckless homicide. James Eaton will be sentenced January 20th. He'd been scheduled to go on trial next month for first-degree intentional homicide, his attorney even winning the right to present alleged evidence that someone else may have committed the crime. No one else, though, has been charged. Assistant Racine County DA Robert Repashek said Eaton accepted the no-contest plea as being a party to the crime.
I think the facts as they played out over a course of time led the parties to conclude that this was the way the case was going to end.
The plea agreement had been in the works for some time, Repashek not saying again if he believed anybody else would be charged. The DA's office to recommend prison when Eaton is sentenced in January by Judge Eugene Gasiukevich, but will stand silent on the amount. Kenosha police still seeking a man in his early 20s as part of their ongoing investigation of the late Monday afternoon shooting death of 33-year-old Willie Owens outside of his home in the 1900 block of 62nd Street. Owens dying on his birthday, found by neighbors, then first responders in the front yard of that residence. Donald Jervis of Kenosha is accused of having child pornography. He's a retired firefighter from New Jersey who is also married with two kids. 17 counts of possession, 4 counts of attempted sexual exploitation of a child. Criminal complaint says police found pornographic images and videos on a computer while they searched his home last week. If convicted, Jervis could be looking at substantial prison time. Coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, Union Grove High School's auditorium is going to be a summit on the effects of heroin and opiate abuse.
The summit is open to all parents and community members, although bringing children under 13 is not being recommended. The summit will concentrate on a realistic look at the heroin and opiate epidemic and its impact on Racine County. The summit is being sponsored by the Racine County Sheriff's Office in collaboration with the County Human Services Department, the Medical Examiner and District Attorney's Offices, the County's Judiciary, and the County Executive. In a statement, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said more needs to be done than just making arrests and responding to overdose calls. He said the summit is a proactive step to educate our community about this deadly poison that is destroying our families. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, next Tuesday, November 1st, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth will host what's being called a Stairway to Heroin program and resource fair at Westosha Central High School beginning at 6 o'clock. Could be some interesting discussion when the Racine County Board meets next week to adopt the 2017 budget. The Finance Committee last night rejecting a motion to eliminate a proposed youth sports component, but also add money to clean up the water at Quarry Lake Park. Supervisor Melissa Caprellian-Becker moved to cut $2.5 million in funding for the Pritchard Park complex only because she felt it needed more consideration, but her motion was defeated. As for the Quarry Lake Park scenario, well, the finance panel supported $25,000 toward an overall maintenance report, including the water quality issue, which was raised at the budget hearing last week, as well as other facilities' needs. The county board's schedule calls for a vote on the budget next Tuesday, the tax levy decision November the 7th, the day, of course, before the election. Looks like the payments for bus service for the village of Sturtevant will continue. The Board of Trustees discussing whether to keep the funding for the service for the Bel Urban system in this 2017 spending plan. They had it at their continual committee meeting last night for discussion. Right now, that service along Highway 11 ends at Walmart. A recent proposal from a bus representative extended the service west, linking it to routes that currently serve Renaissance Business Park. Village President Steve Jansen called it a waste of money that could be used to restore services elsewhere. Board member Chris Wright said it's worth a one-year trial if the service is extended along Durand.
I've been on the board for almost a decade, and we haven't had bus service down 11. So it's been a long time since we've had bus service where people actually live in Sturtevant. So I think it's worth, and I do. You do have people that walk from Sturtevant to Walmart and to Menards. And
funding is going to remain in the budget for now. The Sturtevant Board scheduled to vote on the final budget in late November. A collective bargaining agreement with the Kenosha Education Association that includes a 0.12% increase in base wages okayed by the school board last night. Board member Gary Kunich noted that he supported Act 10, which gave the district more flexibility on things like this, but he called this increase abysmal, in his word. Board President Tamara Coleman said the negotiations with the teachers union, well, they went pretty smoothly.
We know what we can do up to the CPI. I think they recognize that we would love to do more, but legally we can't. But we have all expressed a concern, and so I think that the board, we already know we're going to address that concern, and we're just wanting to finalize things with leadership on what our numbers look like. So now that we've adopted the budget, we now know what we have to work with.
The board also approving that same 0.12% wage increase for other non-represented district employees. The Racine County Democratic Party headquarters welcoming TV and movie actress Amber Tamblyn yesterday evening in support of Hillary Clinton for president, as well as other Democrats, of course, on the November ballot. Tamblyn, who starred in the series Joan of Arcadia, said Hillary Clinton has always offered the intelligence for the job, but also presents a quality that many candidates do not have. She cares.
Able to talk to people in such a personal way and not sound like she was filled with falseness or that she wasn't interested in connecting with that person. She is filled with a kind of genuineness that I think most average people strive to have that I've ever met, especially working in Hollywood.
Tamblyn getting the customary Racine Kringle from Democratic Party Chair Meg Andrich. No word from the campaign of House Speaker Paul Ryan about accepting an invite to debate Democratic nominee Ryan Solon. Now less than 2 weeks before the election, Solon went ahead and scheduled a debate at Black Hawk Technical College in Janesville this coming Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. Ryan's campaign recently indicated it would see if the schedule could be amended. Solon says there's otherwise been no response. Whether the incumbent attends or not, Solon says he'll be there to answer questions and talk about issues. And take note, the fast food chain Arby's is going to start to sell venison sandwiches at a limited number of its restaurants, including in Wisconsin. Company announcing the sandwich will be made up of a venison steak, crispy onions, and a berry sauce on a toasted roll. Arby's Venison Burgers also coming to Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Georgia, Michigan, and Tennessee. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.